She was thumbing a rosary 90-0. It's hard to say which one of them three things Grandma Eldridge fainted over, but it took her 2 full weeks to get over the shock and humiliation and welcome my mama into the family. By then, I guess there wasn't much choice. My daddy was married to the girl, and I was on the way. Grandma Eldridge was happy as a boarding house pup when I come out with the Eldridge bluish-gray eyes and light-colored skin. When she'd tell me that story, years after my mom had passed on, I never understood it. My mama, with her hair the deep auburn of fall leaves and her olive skin and her eyes so dark you couldn't see the centers, was beautiful, exotic, like a movie star. When she talked, the words fell from her mouth with a lilt that made her voice ebb and flow like the currents in the bayou. Mama's people knew the water. They lived on it and farmed rice alongside it, and felt it in their very souls. Every summer, Mama gathered me and my little brother Frank and carried us on the train to Southeast Texas to see her people. I'd come back afterward and tell everyone in Daly that Mama's family lived on a plain old farm just like folks in Daly. That was as far from true as the East is from the West. Those trips to see the Chiassons were like going to a whole other world. After my mama passed on, there weren't any more lies to tell. Daddy never sent us back to her people, and I didn't hear from them. And the secrets from that final summer, when I turned 15 on the bayou, the biggest secrets of all, never got told. I thought I'd take the secrets to my grave, and maybe I would have if Imogen Dahl, my best friend since we started school together at Daly Primary, hadn't got a wild hair to celebrate her 70th birthday by catching a cruise ship out of the harbor near Perdita, Texas. It's funny how from 17 to 70 can be the blink of an eye all of a sudden. Every time we talked about that cruise, I had a little shiver up my spine. I tried not to think too hard about it, but I had a strange feeling this trip was going to change everything. That feeling hung on me like a polyester shirt straight out of the clothes dryer, all clingy and itchy. The day we sat looking at the map, using a highlighter to draw the path we'd take to the coast, static crackled on my skin, popping up goose flesh. I imagined them East Texas roads, the piney woods growing high and thick, towering over the lumber trucks as they crawled with their heavy loads. I followed the line down to the bayou country, where the rice farmers work their flooded fields and the gators come up on the levees to gather the noonday sun, where the secret I'd kept all these years lay buried, even yet. "Are we really gonna do this?" Imogen asked, tracing the road with her finger. A little shimmy ran across her shoulders. Imogen never got out in a boat on anything bigger than a farm pond in her life. Even though we'd already booked the trip and paid our money, she was trying to wriggle off like a worm on a hook. Sometimes what looks like a wild hair at first looks harebrained later on. Across the table, Lucy, who came from Japan originally, so she ain't afraid of water, had her eyebrows up, like 2 big question marks in her forehead. Her mind was set on taking the cruise. After all these years away from the island country where she was born, she wanted to see the ocean again. They were both looking at me, waiting to see what I'd say, since right now the vote was 1 for and 1 against. I knew they'd probably go for it if I told them, "Oh, hang, let's just go to 6 Flags instead. It'd be lots easier. We can ride the loop-de-loop and say we'd done something adventuresome before we turned 70. I sat there, staring out the window of my beauty shop, where the wavy old glass still read Daly Hotel, from back in the day when wool, cotton, and mohair kept the town hopping, and it come to my mind that I'd been staring at that same window almost every day of my whole entire life. How many times over the years had Imogen and me hatched an idea to do something different, then sat there and talked ourselves right back into the same old chairs? Imogen swished a fly away from her cup. Early September like this, the flies hung thick as molasses under the awnings on Main Street. "You know, it's maybe not the smartest thing to be heading down to the coast when there's a hurricane coming in," Imogen pointed out.